Alaska senators took to the floor today to call on the Obama administration to support restoring retirement benefits to men who were in the Alaska Territorial Guard during World War II. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said the president should, quote, show some heart and do the right thing.
I would ask that President Obama personally support us in our quest to obtain justice for a few elderly Alaska Natives who once served our nation with patriotism, with pride, and with distinction.
Murkowski says President Obama may not even personally know of the situation. Earlier this year, Alaska's delegation sent him a letter asking for his support. But instead, last week, the Obama administration made recommendations for the defense spending bill now before Congress. It weighed in against giving the Guardsmen benefits, saying their wartime service counted as state employment and did not qualify for military pensions. Alaska was a territory at the time, and Murkowski says the Alaska Native men were serving the United States.
These were Uncle Sam's men. All who served were volunteers. They were not state employees. It was organized in the name of the President of the United States. It was armed by the United States Army. The operations of the units were inspected by the U.S. Army. The unit was disbanded in 1947 by order of the United States Army.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich says they were defending the nation against the Japanese. Begich said on the Senate floor today that he doesn't want to see a delay. Currently, the state is paying the benefits, but that will run out in February.
These brave Alaskans are now in their 70s and 80s. Just this past Monday, one of them, Nikolai Nikolai of Kwikluk, passed away before he could see this issue resolved.